Hey, good morning. Sower Nation, it is Sunday, May the 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It being Sunday, we're going to be opening the doors, the big barn doors of our church house this morning in Gillette. And I'd love to invite any of you who don't have a church home to join us. You can come in person. We meet at 10:30, or you can join us online on YouTube or Facebook. Just search for Gillette Methodist Church. That's G-I-L-L-E-T-T. No E on the end. We'll be receiving the Lord's Supper, celebrating the Lord's Supper. So if you're online, you'd like to bring your own elements, we will consecrate them live, and we will share at table together. Looking forward to it. Well, we've got other pregame activities going on today, or I call church practice. It's not the game. The game is Monday. We're showing up to the field house to practice, and we're going to get out on the field for the week. So, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, you're going to love this one, The Junior High Beast Within. And our text, Ephesians 4, 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building each other up, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. Yeah, I see we've got this in the NRSV up here today, and I'm not exactly sure why, but that's not how I know the text. I have rememberized this one, so I'm going to go for it again. Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building each other up according to their needs, that it may benefit all who listen. That's much better. I think that's the NIV 1984 version. But that is the word of the Lord. Now, consider this. Today's text takes me back to my glory days in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, the days when I served as a youth pastor. You know what? Truth be told, I'm a youth pastor again. I'm the youth pastor here in Gillette, Gillette Methodist. Every Sunday night, we meet right here in the seed house. We'll have anywhere from, you know, a dozen to 15 kids, and it's glorious. I love it. It's my favorite thing. But back in those days, Ephesians 4, 29 was like a lightsaber, my sword of choice when working with teenaged boys. It turns out the seventh grade is a boy's coming of age when it comes to discovering the destructive power of words. As they walk through the valley of the awkwardness of adolescence, also known as the shadow of the death of childhood innocence, they become vigilantly aware of each other's vulnerability and pounce with the force of a school of piranhas. From sarcasm and ridicule to cruel put-downs and amateur cussing. Junior high boys excel at slaying each other's self-esteem in an effort to bolster their own. Adolescent girls do it too, only at a level of sophistication so severe it makes the bathroom humor of the boys look like child's play. I will forever remember Ephesians 4:29. In the now unauthorized 1984 NIV translation, which I prescribed like medicine to these young people. To this day, when I see one of those kids, they will say it to me. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit all who listen. The truth, within each of us, buried in the bowels of our false self, lurks that insecure junior high mentality poised to pounce with our words. I recall when a member of the farm team at Seedbed received a nasty, scathing, shame-filled email from a person he had been trying to serve on a project for the past year. Her words hit him with the force of a baseball bat. The power of a few callously crafted sentences stunned me. It's interesting how the Bible over and over places such a premium on our speech. Within sentences of Paul's exalted explanation about being renewed in the likeness of God, he brings it down to the most practical activity of our everyday lives, the brass tacks of talking. Why? Because image bearing has everything to do with our words. Remember, God created the world with words. In the beginning was the Word, John tells us, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John 1:1. Indeed, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That's verse 14. What if one of the most critical aspects of being created in the image of God is being invested with the power of words? Words create worlds, and they can tear them apart. With our words, we can bless or curse, build up or tear down, berate or benefit. Living a life, quote, worthy of the calling to which we have been called, that's Ephesians 4:1, means learning to use words like God uses words. Maybe that's why Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians, follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. It's 1 Corinthians 14:1. Why? Especially prophecy. He answers, but the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. 14:3. So, fellow image bearers, how are we doing with our words? Our words are the most ever-present, ever-ready, enormous source of power we possess. The possibilities are endless. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. We want to thank you for showing us what the Word of God looks like in human flesh. Awaken us to the power of your Word and our words. We want to use words like you do. We want to bless and build up and love with our words. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I love it. Don't you love that? Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit all who listen. That's got to be among the most practical verses of Scripture in the whole Bible. And I'm just challenged by it. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. Any. And I think, you know, that's a good invitation to us. And here's the thing. God doesn't tell us something to do that it's not possible for us to do. And remember, he's not just telling us to sort of, you know, what's the old saying? If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. I mean, that's pretty good, but that's really just another way of saying behave. Behave. It's if you think, you know, if you think the bad thought, if you think the bad words, yeah, it's good that you didn't say them, but you might as well have because it's in you. And what the Lord is wanting to do is cleanse the deeps of our souls, of our hearts. He wants to put a fountain of love at the core of our inmost being that's just flowing up with words that actually create new realities. I just want you to wake up, friends, that what you say to people, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your coworkers, your pastor, what you say matters so much. Your words carry power because you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And your words are beyond just your words. They're moving in the Spirit of Jesus. So take stock, okay? This is not a warning to you. This is an encouragement and it's amazing to me how people won't forget your words. Something you say today, even as you go to church, something you say to somebody, oftentimes it lands and it changes things and they won't forget it. And they'll remember it long after you forgot it. I hear that all the time from people. They'll say, what you said to me? I got a call just the other day. And they said that what you said changed the way that I do ministry. I'm like, what did I say? I'd like to know. I have no memory of it. That's because Jesus is in the moment and he's doing it. And yeah, well, that's enough on that today. We got to get to church, y'all. I got to get to church. I'm preaching today. I preach every Sunday, right? I want to sing a song here. It's a very short song. It's not very well known. It's a hymn, number 439 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. And it is, Lord, Speak to Me. And I've always loved the very first verse the best. It says, Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thine erring children lost and lone. I particularly love that opening line. Lord, you speak to me so that I may speak in living echoes. Isn't that a beautiful? Not just the echo gets, you know, less and less and less and less. That's how echoes tend to do. No, living echoes actually get louder and louder and louder and louder. And like to be speaking in the very tone of God's word. That's what the Holy Spirit will do in us. So let's sing it. There's five verses. They're just two lines. two verse, they're quick. Because we got to go, y'all. Church is calling. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thine erring children lost and lone. O strengthen me that while I stand firm on the rock and strong in thee, I may stretch out a living hand to wrestlers with the troubled sea. O teach me, Lord, that I may teach the precious things thou dost impart, and wing my words that they may reach the hidden depths of many a heart. Oh, fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart o'erflow in kindling thought and glowing word, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. Let's take it up a notch. Oh, use me, Lord, use even me, just as thou wilt and when and where. Until thy blessed face I see, thy rest, thy joy, thy glory share. That's good. Oh, verse 4. I mean, that's every verse. It's like, that's a prayer. I'm saying yes to that. Teach me, Lord, that I may teach the precious things that thou dost impart. And wing my words that they may reach the hidden depths of many a heart. That's a good prayer for the wake-up call, isn't it? But then that number 4, oh, fill me with thy fullness, Lord, until my very heart overflows in kindling thought. Here it comes. And glowing word, thy love to tell, thy praise to show. Boom. Okay, gang. Let's get going. Let's go to the house today. Let's just be ready to lean in. Many of us will be at the Lord's table, even across many churches. Guess what? Same table. We're going to have the supper together at church. And we're going to sing, and we're going to pray, and we're going to hear good preaching. We're going to encourage one another and build each other up. You know what we're going to do today? We're going to win Sunday. You know what I say, if you want to win the week, you got to win Sunday. So we're about to do it. I will look forward to seeing you today at the house. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walton.